you. Wait. That's the text tone for someone who I haven't heard from in months. Oh. My old man. He hasn't texted me since he threw my ass to the curb. He better want something important. He says he heard about how I've been living with you and he's proud of me for sticking it out with the father. He also says that he owes you for looking after me and wants to meet us to discuss financial support. If that bastard thinks he can just step into our lives after getting rid of me, he... He said financial support. Your finances are fucked to the gills, and my old man is loaded, maybe. Fuck. Knowing him, this is a trap. He doesn't do favors. He's not just trying to be nice. Dickhead. What do you think we should do? Hear the old fucker out? You want to meet him. Why? Why? Yeah. I guess once we have a child. Grandfather. I didn't think you cared about that. Fuck it. Might as well hear the pitch. Worst comes to worst, we'll just walk out and leave him with a dinner check. That bastard, that sexist, holier-than-thou, wannabe puppet master, grinning ballsack, dressed in a suit. That son of a bitch. This was a stupid idea. I never should have opened that fucking text. I should have changed my fucking number. Where does he get off making choices about our relationship to waltz back in after? Help me with my flats? Thanks. He has the balls to walk back into my life after throwing me to the curb just so he can manipulate me into getting hitched. I'm not even... No, I can sit on the damn bed myself. I'm not so pregnant that I can't fucking do that. Look, it's not about you. The only reason I'd married you is if I wanted to be your wife or whatever. Not because Daddy offered us a house and to pay for your degree. I told you there were going to be strings attached. There's always fucking strings. Always some kind of debt. He wasn't going to give us jack shit unless his precious grandchild would be born in wedlock. He was done with me when he thought I was a fuck up. Now he sees a chance to finally achieve this fucked up dream of his. to turn me into a housewife. Then boom, he swoops out of the dark like a horror movie monster. Remember when I told you about the time he wouldn't sign me up for basketball? My brother asked, and he signed. But me? Oh, no. No, not him. But good thing I can forge his signature. Help me with my dress? Did you see how smug he looked when he saw me in this? Motherfucker. And the way he praised you for taming me. Yuck! He didn't even fucking care that I dropped out of school. To him, the sheer fact that I've been more ladylike made up for it. Well, what did you think? I've been doing all the talking. What the fuck does that mean? You learned where I got it from? Think about your next words carefully, dickhead. If you're implying I'm anything. Oh. The thing where everything is a bargain? Like, how I promised to fuck you when I moved in instead of just letting you help me. Yeah, I know. I'm fucked in the head. It's how my family was. No hand out. Whenever someone did something for Dad, he would be upset about being in their debt. The only exception to this rule was Mom. He'd spoil her. Give her gifts and shit, all that. But it was only different for her because she was. He saw her like he saw his Ferrari. She wasn't a partner. She was a thing. No. He actually, you wouldn't believe it, but at first, I was Daddy's little girl. I was the other exception to the rule. But I saw how he treated my mom, and I saw how he treated my brother. If I let him spoil me, there was no way he'd ever respect me. I insisted on the same rules as my brother. No handouts. If I got something, I was in debt. He didn't like me much, but he respected me. Well, respected me. Respected me like a burden. Hey, my bra now too. I know it's fucked up our relationship and my stupid fucking deals. That time I nearly had a panic attack when you tried to go down on me, all because my head is so fucked I can't let someone do something for my pleasure without feeling like my fucking mom. It's fucking stupid. And I just can't help it. No, I don't think you'd actually disrespect me. Dude, that's the weirdest part of our whole fucking relationship. You make me do the most degrading girly shit I act all submissive and let you boss me around. Fuck! I let you say that you own me. This is not... I never thought I'd be in a relationship like this. But despite all that, it's great. You have a dedicated spanking paddle for me in the closet, but I still don't feel like I'm being taken advantage of. I just keep waiting for the moment where you're like, okay, now that I have you under my thumb, I'll take you for granted. But so far, no. You still treat me like I'm a badass bitch. I'm submissive with you. Somehow, still you're equal too. It's not at all like mom and dad. It's nice. Part of me knows that I can let go with you. You'll take care of me and won't use it as an excuse to run over me. I won't lose my voice. Even the fact that I'm saying this. Do you think I'd blurt this out to anyone else? This is what I should have told the school-mandated therapist, instead of telling him to fuck off every week. But I just... It's hard, dude. It's so fucking hard. What do I want? I don't even know. I guess I don't want stupid ideas ruining my life. I want to let my fucking boyfriend eat my fucking pussy without worrying I won't be respected anymore. And then there's the fact I have a kiddo in me. I've stayed awake just thinking. God, I'm so fucked in the head. How can I be a good mother? I'll just pass it on to them. And I don't want that dickhead. I don't want to... I want to be free of him. I know that I can't escape the past. Not totally. It's always going to be there, in me. But it doesn't have to be our future. God, I'm just rambling. Does any of this make fucking sense to you? How do I just stop making choices based on whether he'd respect me? How do I make myself not care? Okay, we can try. Let's start with tonight's bullshit. If I didn't care what he thought of me, would I take his deal? He supports us financially, buys us a house if we get married, before the baby is born. The downside would be allowing him to stay in our lives. Oh, and also getting married, I guess. The upside would be all of our financial concerns taken away. You can go to school without taking on extra jobs. I can focus on the baby. If we're just making this choice, it's the best for us and for the kiddo. We take the deal. Make sure the house is in our name. Get financially stable. Then cut his ass off once you graduate. It's kinda ass backwards to become independent by taking his money, but you know. It's also poetic to use him for a change. Okay. Yeah. I like this plan, actually. Well, yeah. We'd be married, but you're the one who fucking said we should focus on what's best for the baby. How do I actually feel about marrying you? Oh, God. Well, it's super early. Super early. We've only been dating for a few months. But, we've been making plans to live together long term. Where I'd be a stay-at-home mother, logistically. What? No. I'm not trying to talk around my feelings. Ugh. Fine. You're right, you win, fucking dickhead. Yes. I'm not saying how I feel because I'm afraid it would make me sound needy. Because I'm afraid it would make me sound needy. Okay. How do I actually feel about it? God, it's like, so the stuff about it being too early is true. It definitely, if it weren't for Dad's ultimatum, it would be absurd. But is the idea of being your wife appealing? Yes, it is. And if I'm being truthful, I've been having stupid girly fantasies of you. Like coming home to me every day with kisses and shit, and I want to go out to the fucking supermarket together with you. And introducing you as my husband. And spending our lives together and raising our family. Yes. I want to marry you someday, dickhead. I love you. I fucking love you. It's the craziest thing, but I'm head over heels in fucking love with you. You've been the boyfriend of my dreams. So if we have to rush into marriage for my fuckhead dad's money, then let's do it. There. Laugh it up. You win, asshole. Go on. Why are you not laughing? I've never said I love you before. Really? No way, dickhead. That can't be right. I mean, I've been in love with you for months. Really? Not once? Oh. See? That asshole fucked up my head. I can't even tell my boyfriend how I feel without getting all weird about it. I love you. I love you. I love you. There, fuck you, Dad. Fuck you. I did it. I fucking did it. We're really doing this, huh? Jesus Christ. Hey, dickhead. If I become your wife and shit, you better stay cool, okay? You don't get to take me for granted. And that ownership thing is like, for the bedroom. You have to always respect me and love me. Good. Hey, dickhead, sir. Hubby, okay, not the last one. Ew. Now, I'm thinking about when you tried to eat me out and I used my safe word. The thing was, it felt good, really good, but I just couldn't let myself enjoy it because I'd be like my mom if I let you pleasure me without giving back, but that's fucking stupid. Why can't I let you take care of me? I want you to spoil me and adore me and treat me like I'm the most special girl in the whole fucking world. I can't promise I won't freak out again. In fact, if you don't tie me down, I might kick your face. But I want to try. For us. So, please, sir. I've been a good girl lately, right? Show me how much you love me by licking my pussy. Just don't think I'm worse if I use my safe word. This shit is so fucking hard. Are you getting handcuffs? Maybe. Oh, the sleeping mask too, and since when do you have a fucking spreader bar? We've never used that before. You had that before I moved in? You kinky fuck. Okay. Do your worst. I trust you. Let me just get into a comfortable side position. Better for all the weight on my belly. They're comfortable, not too tight. Oh, no more lights, I guess. Just have to be blindfolded, imagining your mouth between my legs. The spreader bar? Okay, I'll test it. Nope. I can't close my legs. Well, sir, your fiancé is all helpless for you. Cuffed to the bed, not able to see, not even able to close my legs. And you know, our agreement, you can do anything to me, anytime. Sir, do you want to taste me? Sir, your breath is so fucking hot down there. It tickles. I'm yours. All fucking yours. You can eat me out if you want. I trust you. I trust you. I trust you. But what about you? What about you? Oh, stroking your own cock? Okay, don't need me to. I trust you. Oh, yeah. Your tongue. Yeah, feels good. Right there, you found it. Sir, the bandage is fucking cruel. I can't sit still. I'll keep losing my thighs, but the spreader won't let me. Fuck. Motherfucker. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is okay, right? It's fucking okay if I enjoy this. It's fucking okay if I enjoy this. I mean, I'm helpless. I have no choice. Best to just lean back. Let you make me feel good. This is okay. You're my sir, my boyfriend, my honor, the man who claimed me and knocked me up. Okay to let my honor fuck. Oh, yeah. Feels good, it feels good. I don't deserve this, I... Huh? Oh. Dude, you don't need to say that. I do deserve it. I don't need your permission to... Thank you. Thank you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Dickhead, you're really good at that, I think. Fuck. Oh, God. Fuck. Fuck. Your fault. Your fucking fault. You got it in my head that I was. Oh, and I'm lying here helpless. You eat me. Eat me like a fucking meal. Oh, and I can't even do anything. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, I can't fight it. I can't close my legs. I can't even play with your cock back. All I can do is moan and feel good. Oh, God. This intense. No, not there yet, not yet, but oh, it's intense. Oh, fuck. Part of me wants to use my safe word, but the rest of me doesn't want it to end. Sir. You're my world, my fucking world. I'm yours. I'm fucking yours. I can't see anything. I can't hear anything else. My whole world. tongue inside me, doing things to me. Oh, oh God, I'm almost there. Sarah, I need you. I need you so much. It fucking scares me how much I need you. Hey, I'm... right at the edge. Right at the edge, but my body isn't... Maybe... Maybe if you gave me permission, told me it was okay. You're sure? I can come. Sir, can you order me to come? Like, please. Yes, sir. Permission. Permission. I have to come. For my honor, in your mouth. Fuck, I'm sorry. Sorry, I didn't mean to. The aftershocks are still running up and down my spine. What about you? Have you come yet? If you haven't finished yet, maybe I could. What? No? What do you fucking mean, no? No reciprocally tonight. No deals. No debts. Right. How are you going to finish, though? So you're just going to stroke yourself off until you blow your load all over my swollen belly? You're such a pervert, dickhead. You weird fucking breeding kink. You like that? You want to claim me by coating my pregnant belly? Reminding me whose seed did this to me. Here, like this. Look at me. What if I want you to do that? Not as reciprocation, but because I'd enjoy it. Look at me. I want you to think I'm the sexiest bitch on the fucking planet. God, it's so hard knowing how turned on I make you. How much you fucking want me. I want you to come, looking at me, thinking about me. I want you to treat me like a fucking princess. I want you to eat my fucking cunt to show me how much you love me. Come on. Come. Come, dickhead. I need you. I need you to. I need you to blow a load from that fucking dick. And not for reciprocation, not for a debt. I want more of your fucking cum. I want to feel my belly covered in the same sperm that made me pregnant. I want to bathe in the warmth and the scent and the feeling. I want it. I want all your lust, all your desire, all on me. Sir, I want you to come on me. And not because it's what would make you happy. I want it because it would make me so fucking happy. So please, sir, won't you take care of your little wifey by coming all over my knocked up belly? Please. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah, it's so warm. Oh, yeah, fuck. Yeah, come for me. Oh, yes, sir. I love that you come for me, that you just came all over me. Just because I wanted it. That was a big fucking load. Jeez. Filthy is right. Good thing we did this before I went to the shower. Oh. And the sheets, is that from when I squirted? Right. I don't think I've ever made such a big mess before. Maybe being eaten out felt really good. How did I taste compared to the other girls you've eaten out? Salty? Are you saying I don't taste? Oh, right, pregnancy. Maybe that's what did it. I should look that up. So, we're really doing this? Husband and wife? You lucky bastard. I love you. It's a girl! Hello everyone, it is me once again, finally having time and recording this wonderful, wonderful script fill that you just listened to. This I have been waiting for. Oh my god, you don't understand. Ever since I started this, I've been waiting and waiting for her to finally confess her true feelings. And it finally happened. I could not be happier. I am so intrigued by the characters. I relate to her so much sometimes. Like, I'm not a bully, but like, the seeing life and as an exchange and like being in debt, oh my god. I feel this deeply. I don't want to be indebted, and the mindset doesn't help. But at least I am not dependent on others, right? What? No! Get help! Get help! I'm just kidding. I am doing okay. I have been missing recording. I think this is going to be a theme for a while now, that I'm just going to say I missed recording. It is very fun. I am also happy to get to do my little outros, if anyone is listening. If you are listening, please leave some kind words to the writer, as well as to me. I really like reading your thoughts. They are the reason why I record this. As of now, I'm still searching my purpose on here. But all in all, I'm very blessed and happy. I've been still blessed with the listeners that I have. I'm so very thankful for how graciously and kindly I've been treated here. Yeah, I think it's not something that is necessarily normal for a female VA, so I feel very protected by you all. Thank you so much for giving me this safe space to explore my acting. And yeah, don't forget to pay your comment tax. I think I will not find a better term for the payment I want for my audios. Please send me some nice words in the comments. I like to read them. And I hope you have a nice day. Be safe. Drink water. And bye-bye.